RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
1202 Sports Radio, Nights, Not a Game. It's the midday show. My name is Mike Johnson. He's Randy McMichael. Bo is back there. He's the key to all the music. I mean, just the vibes are always.
Oh, I didn't have my mic on.
I heard it. Maybe the people heard it through my microphone.
Yeah, man.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's Funk Friday, man. That's our theme of the day, Big Mike. And as we like to get ready, and it's going to be nice again today. So I was like, is it another grill day?
Oh, it might be.
It might be, man, because like all the leaves are finally falling.
And I'm so a sweaty dude, though. So I like if it starts to get too high in the temp, I'm like, nah, I can have that. I did get a camp. One of my gifts from my parents was a camping Blackstone. Like you just hook the propane up to. Ooh. So solid.
Yeah, man.
So solid.
Yeah, man.
Definitely dive into that. We're going to do Falcons here in a minute. We'll talk a little bit of NFL. We go in the huddle. I asked you going to the break. If you were like if Andy's wife hit you up and was just like, hey, I need gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What are you rocking this man? Like, is it, are you saying, hey, you need to get one of those sweater vests that he rocks up in the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, no.
Are we LL Bean in this thing?
I would say, Ashley's pretty good at stuff like that. But if I had, you know, we can go sports related. I would say an opportunity for the Falcons to be in playoff conditions. Yeah. If she could buy,
because you could talk to Santa.
Yeah. If you could talk to Santa and say, Miss Davis, would you like to get your husband, Andy Bunker? I would say, get him the Falcons an opportunity to contend for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Because we've done a show, they haven't made the playoffs. We were at a point.
Oh, I didn't even think.
Yeah,
about
we
that.
Were at a point where we were at a point, Mike, that they were never over 500 for more than a week. They were that. So we got over that hump.
I'm over here in my feelings that since we've been doing the morning show, but that's only been 3 years.
Yeah, man. Three coaches.
Situation.
Yeah, man. And so yeah, I think of what
at some point you start looking in the mirror.
It would definitely. I was like, damn, is it us? I mean, we tried to break this. Bo's from Louisiana, so Bo has that word. You know, we call it roots. The Gregory, Bo calls it the Gregory. Okay. And so the first, you know, this year, our first Friday before opening game, we're like, we got to come up with something new. So we wore tank tops to damn work.
Okay.
Yeah, we're tank tops to work. We're
lighten the load a little bit. I like that.
It's just different.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if Young Wei Koo don't blank us
come
up.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Did that first week?
Yeah, the first week.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
In the first week. Because Young Wei misses a damn kick.
Yeah, you gotta retire those tanks forever.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
I was like, oh.
Can't go back to that one.
We're tank tops to work in a bar in the middle of the day. And the Falcons find a way to screw it up.
Yeah, but, man. Third kicker this season. What have you, Matt? I haven't had a chance to talk to you very much about the Falcons. What do you make of the resurgence of Kyle Pitts here in year five?
I think, you know, y'all have Dave on too. And Arch, we're talking, because Arch comes with us on Wednesdays.
Okay.
I've never seen, and I said this after we got Arch off, I've never seen Kyle play as violent as he's playing.
Yes. Angry.
Yes, I've never seen him play like this. I've never seen him, since he's been Atlanta Falcon, I've never seen him play like that. I've never seen him that aggressive to the ball. Because that's the one thing, when he got his little lulls during the season, he was everything that, if it was contested, he wasn't catching it. It didn't matter who was on him. And so now you just see him going to snatch the football. And I thought that was just such a good thing, because now it puts it back on the radar of now people are asking it because beginning of December, everybody was done with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
done. Now it's coming back to the, well.
Like, man, look at the possibilities.
Look at the possibilities. Can we franchise tag him? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I'm so. Well, and, but I think that's my big. I've never seen him be as an aggressive player as he's been this stretch.
I think it's interesting to talk about, too. And I, unfortunately, what I always come back to, and for good reason, I play offensive line, so I always come back to his blocking.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch him block at times and attach him to the line of scrimmage. But at the same time, I look at Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford. I'm like, you should know at this point that's really not what he does.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you can bring in, like, Tegan Quatoriano all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have these conversations about not using Charlie Warner at that, like, H-back spot and using motion. But at the same time, if you want to personnel it up and you're going to attach Kyle Pitts to the line of scrimmage, I'm going to be frustrated. And I guess the question I'd have for you, as they try to make a decision on Kyle Pitts' future.
Right.
How much will they look at that kind of thing? I think it's really easy to look at Kyle Pitts' stat line and receptions, and you're right, he's being violent towards the ball, he's stiff-arming people, he's running the routes across the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But as a tight end, and you have to block, you know, you have blocking assignments, I'm wondering how much that'll factor into the decision, what they have to make this offseason about how much money to give him, whether or not to bring him back.
I don't know, because the game is a lot different.
A lot.
And I think the one thing about him, and I thought, and I obviously I was wrong, I thought that this scheme would help him because he has somebody,
yes.
He has somebody with him all the time.
Yes.
And I think the one thing about it is I don't get upset because my expectations weren't that. I knew why they drafted him. They didn't draft him to be inline guy
fair.
And things
that's
like
fair.
That. You know, I was thinking about this a couple of days ago, and I was like, I remember my last year at San Diego, they drafted this kid, Ladarius Green. Ladarius is the exact mold, size, speed, everything of Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Exact.
All right.
Exact. And had trouble doing the things that Kyle Pitts does. And we would stay after practice with him and try to help him and do all those things. Because that's why he couldn't get on the field that much other than his special 13 packages.
Right, exactly.
I'm old. Gates old. Like, you need to come in here and help, you know?
Hey, we need you, buddy.
Norv would not trust him with that assignment of being on the end of the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And so they know what Kyle is and what he isn't. They need to do more releasing with Kyle. You know, let him release and then force everything and let the tackle get him and stuff like that. But I think you look at and it all goes back to who's going to be the decision maker here.
Yes, exactly.
Because if it's Terry, that's my first draft pick. You see the possibility and the potential of what he does. And Kyle has all the potential. I think Kyle can be
insane
an all-pro tight end.
Insane
I think
amount.
He can because they don't look at blocking anymore the way they used to.
Exactly.
But
it's weird.
I think that's just a frustrating part about him is you see this.
Yeah.
And then it can have something to do with Kyle. I mean, because when Kirk was playing well last year, Kyle was playing well also. And I think a lot of it has to do with Drake London being out, so he's getting more targets too. You know, he's becoming more of a one priority in the passing out.
Yes.
You know, in the passing game. So
I think it's so important to highlight too, because this is the one thing that, you know, and you've been doing this a long time now. We just talked about it. But when I got a job in radio, the first time I was ever in radio, I was like, I'd like to explain to people that personalities actually matter in these situations.
Yeah.
Right? This is not as simple as looking at Kyle Pitts on a sheet of paper and going, oh, man, he went for $150. You know what I mean? They need to re-sign him. Like, it's how much do the decision makers want him to be around? What's the impact he's having on teammates? You know, what is he in the locker room? What is he on the plane flight? Everything that kind of goes along with it. I think you can break it down and say, boy, if he can ball, we want him back. But you also, it's not fantasy football. And I think it's, Raheem gets a bad rap for saying stats are for losers.
Yes.
But I think that's always, to me, that's what he's talking about.
Yes.
He's going, dude, you know, this is these guys have to be able to communicate. Kirk has to be on the same page with Drake.
Correct.
And he's got to be the same page with Darnell. And Kyle's got to know what's going on.
Yep.
And all that other stuff where you look at the guy running a 4.440, it doesn't matter if none of that other stuff lines up.
Right, right. I understand. I understand. Yes, Kyle is playing for a big payday. You damn right. You always play for a damn payday. What the hell are you talking about? That's nothing new. Nothing new. Oh, yeah, I'm paying for
I hate when people dock him. They're like, man, he's in a contract year. Of course he's doing it.
Of course.
You'd be the same way.
You'd be the same damn way.
You'd be the same way.
Hell yeah.
And he was 20 when he was drafted?
Yeah, come on now, man.
I don't want to hear it.
Come on now.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's go with the no huddle. The Rams against the Falcons will be Monday Night Football. The last Monday Night Football game of the year. That's right, because it's you know, week 17.
Everybody's on Sunday.
Everybody else will be on Sunday at the end of the season. The Falcons, for whatever reason, somebody brought this up to me. Falcons, for whatever reason, tend to do well against like really good quarterbacks. I don't know why, but it's like always the bad ones that jump up and get you.
Oh, God.
It's like, man, hey, Josh Allen coming to town. Oh, great. We're going to decide to play well.
That's the one that hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But I don't know what to expect from Matthew Stafford. But my answer always is, if I was starting a franchise right now, I would pick Matthew Stafford to be my starting quarterback right now. If I was starting a franchise from scratch, the reason why, follow me here, he's not really going to get hurt running around the way some of these other quarterbacks would. Wade, probably, I hate to say it, Josh Allen eventually will. Lamar has been dinged up a little bit this year. Matthew Stafford, to me, as cerebral as he is, and you know this as well as anybody, when you get older, you have the answers to the test, but your body starts failing.
Correct.
Right? He's at the perfect crossroads right now.
Yes.
Where he still physically can do it on Sundays.
Yeah, but you remember early offseason, you remember the training camp?
Neck issue, back issue.
Was banged up and everything. Yeah. And as great as he is, I mean, he's going to probably win the league MVP this year.
Yes.
And that validates him, in my opinion, because he already has a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he's playing.
He becomes a Hall of Famer.
He's playing so damn good, man. He is playing so damn well. I think that's the biggest thing. But you were talking off the air. He has a superstar head coach. Sean McVay can coach his ass off. And we talked also about this. If you cost him, you're gone. Special teams coach?
Gone.
I'm not waiting another damn week. You got to go.
I love it.
The way the Falcons are, and we talked about, they play well against good teams. It's a Monday night game here in Atlanta. And it's going to be – because the Rams are still playing for a lot. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but they're trying to get that number one seed still.
It is unique, though, if – and I believe this to be true. It is unique in this situation there because they are playing Monday night football. But I think if Seattle – and or San Fran win on Sunday, I don't think the Rams can win the division.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how that math starts panning out. And it's with it being a Monday Night Football game, they just kind of get to sit back.
And they know what's going to happen.
They know what they kind of know where they're at. You know what I mean? So the obviously the following week, everybody will be playing on Sunday, but it's a little bit different with the Monday Night Football matchup with them. Chicago Bears are playing San Francisco on Sunday night at 8:20. I am so impressed with Chicago.
I love them, man. I love them? Because what their general manager did this offseason, and he prioritized the freaking line.
Yeah.
He went out and got
–
Pro Bowl Drew Dahlman.
Yeah.
Good for him. Then you go out and get Tooney. And then you go out and get the other guard. And then you solidify that.
From, I believe, the Rams.
And then you solidify that part. And then your young quarterback's playing good. And he is getting better and better. Like, he still has some of that young man in him.
Man.
But yeah, that throw he did, that throw he had against Green Bay. I mean, you can't throw it any better than that. But there's some, they run the hell out of the ball. Now, I don't think their defense is opportunistic as hell. They get a lot of turnovers, but outside of that, they don't really do a lot.
Isn't it strange how every offense in that division, to me, kind of resembles one another to the fact that they're going to do like these speed screens, and the Falcons attempt to do them, where they run these speed screens out of the wide receiver position. But when every team in that division runs a speed screen, I'm talking about the Lions, obviously. So, when they run the speed screens up in that division, it looks like a jailbreak out wide.
Well, I understand it because I said this, Mike. The Falcons are the worst perimeter blocking team I've ever seen. They're one of the worst.
It's so bad.
It's one of the worst.
And that's exactly what I was talking about with Kyle Pitts. Stop asking him to do this stuff.
It's one of the worst.
It's so bad.
It's one of the worst perimeter blocking teams ever. But I think, and you got a head coach in Ben Johnson who's a no-nonsense guy. He's got his my way or the highway. But I think more than anything, just that young quarterback, he's continuing to develop.
Yeah. You'll get Jacksonville against the Indianapolis Colts at 1 o'clock.
Well, come on, Phil.
Speaking of offensive coordinators. How about Liam Cohen down there with –
good for him, man.
Good for him.
But the thing about it is it's so still bad. The funniest thing ever. But Trevor Lawrence never played this good. Trevor Lawrence never played this good.
But, like, why?
I don't know.
I look at Caleb Williams, and I'm like, man, the run game's rolling.
Right.
And of course, they've done a nice job in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen was able to kind of do that down in Tampa, too, where you get the run game playing at a pretty high level. But then all of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence just explodes on the scene. He looks like it's just like, oh,
he looks and is playing like everybody that, and myself included, was like, this dude is a generational talent. And now he's going out there and he's playing his absolute ass off, man.
Yeah. I love to see it, man. It's good stuff, as always.
No other good games, though.
Nah, I mean, look, I think that the Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens,
Green Bay could have been good.
The battle for number one, you got the Giants and the Raiders. Obviously, Brock Bowers and everybody. Because I'm like, you're sitting there. Like,
when you said battle for number one, I thought you were number one seed. I was like, what is this guy talking about?
The battle for the number one pick. So, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
Vegas, the, man. What a Vegas, I don't know which one of those teams is in a worse spot. I really don't.
I think Vegas, man. At least I think the Giants got their quarterback if he doesn't get himself killed.
I was going to say.
If he don't get himself killed.
I don't know what you're going to do. Scattered, but they're all injured. I don't know. It's tough. They're going to put themselves in harm's way a ton. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit some of the college football playoffs and bowl preview. I also had a conversation with my wife yesterday about my black socks. I don't know. I was going to throw this at Randy. See if there's any fashion choice that your wife is like, absolutely not. All right, and it's starting to roll that way in my house, man. So we'll chop it up. We'll have a good time. It is a return line Friday here on the Midday Show. Mike Johnson, Randy McMike will be back. Sports Radio 910 The Game.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio 92.9 a game. It's 11:23. Hopefully you guys are keeping it between the navigational beacons, between the mustard and the mayonnaise, my dad always used to say.
What?
You know what I mean? The white line and the yellow line on the road. You know, the mustard and the mayonnaise. You know what I mean? Nah. Navigating it through the highways out there headed to return whatever gift you didn't like. Maybe it was a bad sweater. Maybe it was a bad fashion choice.
Maybe.
That's what I was going to say a minute ago. We're going to get into some of the bowl games here in just a second. My mother-in-law's in town.
Okay.
Shout out to her. She hates, her and my wife always make fun of me for wearing black ankle socks. They're like, dude, those are just hideous.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Why? I'm like, I've rocked black ankle socks as long as I've been alive.
I still wear them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, do you want me to wear, you know, the calf socks? Do we want these things to go all over the leg? Do you want me to do the no shows? I think they would rather do the no shows.
Okay.
Or the white ankle socks.
Mike, I learned, and you'll learn more about this because you still got young babies. I got college kids.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know that until they told me that. They were like, "Dad, don't." This is exactly what they said. Dad, people don't wear ankle socks nowhere. I was like, "Who the hell is people?"
Yeah.
I said, "Because I know I do."
I say that every morning to Bo Morgan.
Yeah, I said, "I know I do."
Yeah.
You know, and I wear black on. I wear them. I don't wear socks until now because I got bad feet. The doctor wants me to wear more tennis shoes because I got my pool shoes on today.
I stay strapped with the insoles.
Yeah. So he's like, "Randy, you can't wear those shoes every day like you wear them." Yep. So I start wearing shoes. So we found some shoes that are comfortable for me. So that's the only time I wear socks. But, yeah, I don't give a damn about what everybody else wears.
No. It's frustrating.
You know, the most frustrating thing about that is people telling other people about their clothes when you buy their clothes.
Yeah.
I buy your damn clothes, child. You're going to tell me what? You know what I mean? Hey, you ain't got no damn job up here trying to talk about my clothes.
Yeah, it's weird because we were talking about, my wife does not, for Christmas, does not want me to pick out anything where I would have to coordinate any kind of color or fashion.
Right.
Like I would never buy her something she has to wear, period, unless she had already picked it out and sent me the link.
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel like she would go out of her way to buy me something to, like, give me some kind of insight into what she thinks I should dress like.
Dude, what
you know what I mean?
You see what I have on right now, right? This is all white. Like, I got my Lulus on. I didn't 100%. Buy these. My wife bought them. 100%. You know, I got my white whatever sweater shirt on. Pull over. Yeah.
A little light hoodie on.
I'm easy to shop. Like, how you dress? That's how I dress every day. Yeah, I wear
T-shirt. T-shirt backwards hat.
I have jeans. I just haven't worn them.
Yeah.
Andy's a jean guy. He wears jeans to work and stuff like that. I wear sweats.
Dude, I came in here and I'll put his business out because he said it on air. I came in here. He does the Wade Ford tailgate, Joe Patrick. I was about to step on air with Squid Billy. We're going to do the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. And I walked in here. And when I tell you Andy looked like Ned Flanders, I was like, what on earth are you doing?
Dude? He's sweater.
He was leaving here to go to a church, kind of church.
Thing. Yeah, baby. I think it was Baby Girl was singing that day.
Yeah,
Baby Girl. Like, yeah, she was singing.
But
that
I mean,
day.
It was the Argyle vest.
Yeah,
the hair done up right.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, you couldn't possibly look more like Ned Flanders.
But I'm just telling you, if what's your wife's name again? Your wife?
My wife's Lindsay.
Lindsay. If Lindsay came to you and said, Mike, we're going to take the babies to church, you would have the dress like that.
Just. Soldier.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. All of us. Yes, all of us. That's why we were talking about tonight about going out to dinner. I was like, if I go out to dinner, I can't wear what I want to wear. You know, she don't pick out my clothes, but I know what she would prefer me to wear.
My wife's biggest fashion faux pas, and I promise we're going to get to college football in 1 second, the short sleeve button up. It's just not a thing. Bro, that is not an option for me.
Dude.
She's like, do not rock the short sleeve button up, bro. You ain't gonna walk in here in a short sleeve button up.
Dude,
we're not doing that.
See,
wear the long sleeves and roll them up.
I'm with you on all that, but I used to wear the button up when I was playing.
Exactly.
But that was when I was playing everything. She loves it. But now if I do, she'll give me a look like, what the hell you got on?
Oh, yeah,
short sleeve button.
That's good stuff. Short sleeve button up, man. Don't do that. That's not going to work. Man, we got some fun college football matchups coming up. Hey, what's the what is your interest level in bowl games that are not the CFP anymore? And how much has it changed?
It has changed a lot. I refuse. No, I always say this. I hate going with the new norm of it don't matter no more, so I don't watch it. I hate doing that, but I'll try to watch some of it. I'm mostly watching now. Like, I'm going to watch the Tech game tomorrow, things like that. I'm interested in that. But, I hate the fact that all the stuff that we loved and we grew up on this love for college football, it's just all gone. We talked about it the other day, Mike, like different rivalries. So you saw what Notre Dame and USC are not going to play each other anymore, which freaking sucks.
Makes me sick.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I'll always, because we keep an extra TV on and it always be on sports.
Yes.
And so it'll be on and I'll,
I used to I'm do not, the same thing when I'm, plasmas were big.
Yeah.
ESPN was burnt into the
plasma.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to sort of say I'll watch all of them, but yeah, not like used to.
And I think that, and here's my defense for that. I always say that, like, I don't watch it like I used to, but it's not so much, I don't think it's college football playoff as much as it is the teams change.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same team. Like, everybody, all these teams, these big name quarterbacks in the portal, this coach left, that coach left, this coordinator left. Like, and Tech's going to be dealing with the same thing. We're talking about Chris Winkie's going to be calling the plays for them. I'm excited about that. I grew up a Florida State fan, a big Chris Winkie fan.
Yeah, man.
Like, huge Chris Winkie.
I'm assuming Haynes is playing the game.
I would have to assume. I think as far as I know that's going to be a thing, and it should be. And Buster Faulkner's not there, and Aaron Filo's going to transfer and everything else. But I do think that this will be a good chance to kind of calm the nerves of Georgia Tech fans as you're forward facing. You know, I think it's like, let's see if we can just calm it down a little bit.
I'm sorry. Because Mike, you know me well enough. I don't bother nobody. I'm on my business. I don't brag nothing like that.
But them damn
fans across the street, man. They liked it when they got good and started. Randy, what you think right now? I was like, all right, dog.
Like to come at you. A little bit.
All right, dog. Just okay.
That's fair.
Just leave me alone.
That's fair. I'm the same way, man. Like, I don't. I don't go out of my way to pick at any fan base.
No, I don't. But you come at me, I'm going to go back at you.
100%.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah,
you have to. I'm not a Georgia fan. I'm a Bama guy, but I always call myself Georgia adjacent because I really like Kirby.
Okay.
And I played under Kirby, and I really like the way they go about their business.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out of my – like, even when they're playing each other, I'm not going to go out of my way to pick at Georgia fans.
I'll tell you the funniest thing. Last time you worked together, it was – was it after the SEC championship game or something?
Yeah, it would have been.
Georgia-Bama played each other.
Yeah, that was right. That was the Milroe 2 years ago when they played 23.
No, it was something else. Okay. Like, Georgia had just lost or something, and Bama had won. It was between days or something. I remember I was like, you came with your damn Alabama sweatshirt. I was like,
That's about as outlandish as I'll get.
I was like, whatever. I don't care. He wore that because he knew he was coming here to work with me today.
You know, God forbid. No, man, but obviously we talked to Roddy a minute ago about the Georgia-Ole Miss matchup coming up. I cannot put myself enough in the shoes of Ole Miss right now where your head coach is gone. You know, there's all this speculation about everything that's going on with your program. The portal's going to open up in, what, a week? And
next Friday, yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you're right. I think it's the day after the Rose Bowl game, if I'm not mistaken. So it'd be interesting to see all that pan out. But Ole Miss, this has got to be, and this is why I asked you the question earlier, about the biggest game you played in. This has got to be the biggest game in Ole Miss history.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah.
You are down the street from where your coach now resides.
Yeah.
Sugar Bowl matchups even before this are hard to come by for Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're at a point where you're going to have an opportunity to play a game that could redefine what your program is moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, this, Mike, you want to talk about, and then the thing about it is they don't have an interim coach. This is their coach.
This is their guy.
Yeah, this is their guy. Pete Golding is their guy.
And he is, by the way, he is from the state of Louisiana. Yeah. He's from Hammond, Louisiana. He went to Delta State in Mississippi.
I had a partner from Hammond.
So
this is his team, kind of, sort of. I know they're still working on stuff as far as Trinidad Chandler's his eligibility for another year.
Yes, they're working on that
probably as we speak. But, yeah, no, this is a big-ass game. And you think about this team, they are great. They're a really good football team, Mike.
They are
a really good football team. And they're a really good football team that's playing with a chip and playing – to prove something as far as proving them wrong. Like, I do. Georgia's going to win the damn game. I have no doubt about that. But Ole Miss can beat Georgia.
For sure.
Yeah, Ole Miss can beat Georgia. If Georgia doesn't play that game.
Last year, yeah, came close this year.
Yeah, that was Lane's signature win. That was his signature win, beating Georgia.
Right.
And so if Georgia goes around and half-step and bull-jive around, they'll lose to this Ole Miss. I don't think they will. But I think that when you look at this squad, this university, I mean, this – magical year. I mean, this was the best year, and I know my man Tutan Reyes is an Ole Miss guy and all those things, but I mean, even him, this is the best year ever for Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Followed by, in the middle, one of the biggest, like, letdowns when you lose your damn coach and goes through all that, because when this whole Lane Kiffin LSU thing started happening, everybody knew he was going to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You knew the writing was on the wall.
It's really crazy to think about that this is Ole Miss's best, like this is their biggest game. When you think about the names they've had involved in that program.
Mannings.
Yep. Oh, man, I just think, I used to love the way that their stadium announcer used to say Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the ball carrier. I used to love it, man. I used to love going to their, we obviously, you know, we play over there every other year when I was in college and just listening to him say names like Dexter McCluster and unfortunately, Greg Hardy was just absolutely terrorized me when I was a sophomore.
They had some players.
Patrick Willis. Come on, dude.
Yes.
Like, they've had some absolute dogs over there.
They have.
But they've
never had this.
That's what's insane about it.
And I think when you look at that was my biggest thing on why Lane would leave. I'm like, what can't you do at Ole Miss that you can do at LSU?
Yeah.
I know there's more money and all that thing.
Yeah.
But look at this team you got at Ole Miss.
Yeah. And it's different now.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, well, in the history of Ole Miss, well, guess what, dude? Football's never looked like this in college football.
No.
And so, you know, I think that all that stuff about him talking to mentors and talking to Pete Carroll and talking to Saban, and I'm sitting here winking at Bo. He didn't see me right now, but I'm just giving LSU a bunch of crap because I'm like, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
You're hiding behind that mic flag right there.
I think there is a much larger – percentage in my brain that says that this will fail at LSU.
Oh, me too.
I don't mean on the field though.
No,
like, you know what I mean. They're gonna have success on the field. But I just the tarmac thing.
I think he's gonna do good at LSU. It's hard not to do good at LSU.
Right.
LSU, he's gonna have the players.
Sure.
And whether you talk about everything else, the dude can coach his ass off.
Yeah.
He's a damn good coach. But then I can see the NFL just sniffing around.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Lane Hill,
the Tennessee Volunteers thing, where he leaves in the middle of the night. You know, moves out to his dream job. Maybe goes back to the Raiders. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Give us 6 good years. Give us the same 6 years you gave Ole Miss. He'll get a championship at LSU.
I agree with that.
Pete Carroll moves into an advisory role with the Raiders and calls Lane back.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
I think they want Pete ass out of it.
I do, too. Hey, when we come back, we're going to make some of our picks when we look towards this weekend of college football and the NFL, man. All this other stuff coming up. It's the Midday Show. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 a game.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sports Radio 92.9 a game. Here chopping it up with my man Randy McMichael. My name is Mike Johnson. It is the Midday Show. Don't adjust your dial. If you are taking stuff, as a matter of fact, let me just throw this out there. At MPJohnson79, you can hit him up at RandyMac81 or whatever y'all's show handle is. Whatever you're doing today on the roads, if you're listening in the car, I want to know where you're heading. You know, I just want to know where you're going. Are you taking something back? Are you still celebrating Christmas? Are you taking the decorations down today?
Oh, hell no.
What is going
on? I would love to take decorations down today, but that's not going to happen. No.
What do we mean? Like, what's the timeline? You give yourself to the first of the year?
I try to get it out of there as soon as possible. But she likes it. She likes it up. Just like when she likes to, after Halloween, she wants to put the Christmas tree up, dude. So
I was as lazy with Christmas decorations as I've ever been this year.
But the best thing about it is all our stuff is downstairs, and so she won't go down and get it.
Yeah.
And so as long as she don't come down there to get it, it'll sit down there until she gives me, hey, okay, it's about time and everything like that. But the different thing is, and having a child the same age as my youngest child is just keeping his little ass away from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, he's my son wants to be involved in everything. Yeah. That's why I was so lazy, I think, with the Christmas. Like, because the first or second week of December is so cold outside that I just straight was like, I'm going to do blow-ups only outside. Like, I had, like, 3 or 4 blow-up decorations. They're like dinosaurs holding a Christmas wreath.
Right.
I was like, I ain't putting lights on the tree. I can't keep this man from, like, climbing a tree while I'm doing it.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
He's an absolute animal. Taking all
the balls
off. It's 25 degrees outside right now.
Taking all the little balls off and put them in his ball pit. So you got the little balls for the ball pit and then ornaments in there.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I'm like, whatever, dude. God, we couldn't put the presents out until Christmas Eve. Like, I put the presents out under the tree. Like around 6 o'clock because when they were when we put him out there earlier before all that, his little ass went open them
100%.
Just
100%.
And so, yeah, I was like, well, we can't put damn presents out there.
I did a thing where I took my kids this year to shop for my wife.
Nice.
Like this is, I was like, hey, we're going to go a couple days before Christmas. I'm going to take you guys to the store, let you pick out one or two gifts each. And my daughter got home immediately. She's 3 and a half. She gets home immediately. She's like, Mommy, I got you a cup.
Bless her.
Hey, that's not how it's supposed to work. Okay.
Bless her.
Hey, my wife's like, what? You got me a cup? Okay. Like a thermos, like Stanley thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Bless her.
Sure. Yeah. So I was like, that's not really how it works, baby. That's okay. That's all right, though. You did your best. And we all, you know, I made her like write her name on the card and everything. So it was really cool, man.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Michigan is expected to complete the negotiation later today, and they're going to hire former Utah coach Kyle Whittingham as their head coach.
I thought, like, this is an unbelievably good move for them, in
yes.
my opinion.
Yes.
Like, when he resigned, quote unquote, from the Utah position, it was like he made it very apparent and publicly said, I'm not retiring. I'm resigning.
I thought he was retiring.
That was one of the weird things. Like, yes. They're talking about it. I don't remember if it was on game day or like one of the reports, but they're like, he made it very clear in a strange way that he was like, I'm not retiring.
Right.
I'm just resigning from this job. I'm not ruling anything else out.
His exact word, I still have a lot of football left in me.
Yes.
Yes.
I asked a question out loud talking about the Michigan program, what they could possibly do to right the ship after this game of musical chairs with coaches mm-hmm. has kind of already come to a close.
Yeah. They got and this guy.
This is what they could have done. this is exactly what they could have done.
This guy.
I thought the same thing about Penn State when suddenly they come out with the Matt Campbell move. I was like, okay, good for y'all.
Brilliant.
Like you could not have possibly hit more of a home run at that point.
Yep.
The same thing should be said about Kyle Whittingham. I'm a huge fan.
Big.
You and I were just talking about 2008 Sugar Bowl.
Yes. And he was the DC. No, he was the head coach then.
He was the head coach.
Because he was there. He was at Utah for like 30 years. He was the DC
Long
first.
And he then, was there after Urban.
Yeah, he's the DC. Then the head coach.
Yeah.
And now he's leaving. But the thing about that is, and we'll get to Bo in 1 second, is that they already named the interim coach.
Yes.
And so I'm assuming, like, is he going to take some staffers
from Michigan?
Him?
Are you talking about Utah?
Not for Utah.
Oh,
are they going to take some? Because, like, all
good
those
question.
Guys in Utah have been with him forever. So,
dang, I didn't think about that.
Is he like, I'm going to Michigan? Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
I know we got this guy.
Pull a Lane Kiffin. Like, if you're not on the plane in 5 hours, I'm going to.
You're not on the plane. If you're not on the plane, yeah. I'll take that as the
next mountain range, by the time I hear from you, it is over with.
I cannot expect
to get that offer back out there. But yeah, you and I were just talking about 2008 Sugar Bowl I played in. Andre Smith was our left tackle. He's suspended for the game, or left early, should we say. I got injured like on the sixth or seventh play. They had dogs on defense. Paul Kruger was playing for them. Koemisi, who ended up with the Dolphins after that. Just a couple of dudes on defense of that Utah squad that were unbelievably good. And that was a very, very tough, very, very tough game for us, man. So it is funny to look back at that Sugar Bowl. I remember, I was actually telling the story the other day. You'll appreciate this. Our strength and conditioning coach was Scott Cochran. He came mm-hmm. up from the New Orleans Hornets mm-hmm. at the time, like a year or two prior. And at our Sugar Bowl practice was CP3. This is 2008. CP3 was there, and we were like, oh, snap.
Wow.
CP3.
Yeah.
Like, dang, it's Chris Paul.
And
I was telling the story the other day, and I was like, that's 17 years ago.
Yeah, man.
And we're still talking about this guy.
This dude is
like
still
CP3.
Playing. This dude is still playing.
It's pretty incredible to think about him in that light, man. And craziness. I was just looking at buses as I drove up here. I was looking at buses down the street with whoever the Hawks are playing later on today. Is it the Heat?
Might be heat. It is Friday, so it is Heat time.
Yeah, so that's always interesting, man. But we'll talk more about the Bulls and everything else coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, let's go over to Bo.
January 5th, 12 days of Christmas start on December 25th. You count that out. January 5th is the 12th day of Christmas. You can take your lights down and everything, decorations after that. So there you go.
No, that's not how it works.
That's your answer.
Where did you find that at?
No. I think Christmas was the 12th day.
No, it starts on the Christmas is the first day of Christmas. There are 12 of them.
Is this fact?
Google it.
You don't sound like
I ain't never heard of this.
The 12 days of Christmas start on Christmas Day.
I don't know. That sounds suspect.
I'd never heard of that.
Suspect.
You can Google it.
So the 12 days after Christmas. So today is the second day.
Correct.
So you got 10 more days to keep everything up before you can take it down.
Yeah, so feel free. You don't have to rush in to take your decorations down. You know, you can leave them up till freaking February if you want to.
I never knew.
I never know.
No, but I mean, you don't have to rush. Because look, it's still festive. School's out the whole all next week anyway.
That is true.
You can't take them down before the kids go back to school. You know, it's still a holiday.
That's what my wife was like. When does daycare start back up,
dude?
Like we're drowning.
Like
over
Monday
here.
After next. So Randy, you played on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, did you ever play a Thanksgiving game?
No, I don't. I don't think I did. Nope, I don't think I ever did.
So look. I had all three of these games on yesterday. Very laid back Christmas. Tara was at home too, so we had other stuff on a different TV with volume. But I had NFL on a smaller TV all day long. Did y'all watch the second game by chance?
Which one was that?
I did, but
I'm trying to remember which one.
That was the Lions and the Vikings. Yeah.
Hey, I watched
halftime.
Snoop. Yes, I. It was crazy, Bo, because I was like, I don't watch all that stuff. But then it was on the TV and it was on Netflix, so it's not one thing where you can just click back and go to something else.
Yeah. Right.
So I look up and I like, is that Snoop Dogg? Yes,
I thought it was great. Man.
All red.
Everything
it was
Snoop
awesome.
Touches, it turns to gold. Snoop's the Midas touch.
I cannot tell you how crazy this was. I'm like him. I'm not a person for halftime. When I knew they were going to halftime, I just walked out of the room.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just leaving. And then, like, I come back and I have a bunch of tests. And like, did anybody see Snoop Dogg? And I think it was Lainey Wilson out there too.
Yeah, she was.
Somebody was texting me going, "Dude, this Snoop and Lainey and like all this other stuff." I'm like, I didn't even know this was happening.
Yeah,
I walked out.
Well, they advertised the Snoop halftime with the advertisement of all the games on Netflix.
Yeah,
because it was a big deal.
It was destination halftime great, show.
I was like, is that Snoop? And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, let's turn the volume up. Yeah.
There's just very few people in the world that have that kind of single name aura.
Yes.
That just are always, like, they're almost like bulletproof. Yeah. Like, they can do and say, like, Shaq's one of those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just one of those people that's like, you just say their name and you just kind of laugh to yourself because you're like, they're just wild.
We did officially order Snoop on the Stoop and.
Yes.
Martha on the Mantle yesterday.
Really?
So Snoop and Martha are going to be joining our elf ho-ho.
We do have Snoop on the Stoop.
What is Snoop on the Stoop?
The elf on the show.
Oh, yeah, we have one of those.
But
Martha on the Mantle now,
I don't know
too.
If it's Snoop, though, but it's a brother with some sunglasses on the top of the tree right now.
Snoop's got one hanging from his lip.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's got a cigar hanging.
Again, I know there's a brother that's on our tree right now.
Yeah.
Don't know who he is.
Does he have braids?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
they do make one these days without the cigar in his mouth. So that's the OG is the one with the cigar. Yeah.
We're calling it cigar.
So, yeah, it's a cigar. It's a PG show.
All right. Fair enough.
You can call it what it is out in like Nevada or California or wherever. It's a cigar in Georgia.
Right, yeah. Black and mild.
So at what point did the Lions and Cowboys get anointed the holiday teams?
Ooh, that goes back years ago. That was.
But for Christmas too, though?
Oh, I didn't even think about it. They didn't even think about it.
St. Brown came out and said something about this, and he was like, if I had kids, I'd really be kind of mad about this. And look, I feel for him. There's 32 NFL teams. Why are the Lions and Cowboys playing on Christmas?
I didn't even think about that.
I never played on a holiday. I will say this, and Bo, I think you'll appreciate this. I never played on a holiday, but I spent multiple Christmas days in Shreveport, Louisiana, getting ready for an Independence Bowl, baby.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about brutal.
Dude.
Like, I would have rather just played on Christmas Day at that point. That
you played in the Snow Bowl, did you?
That was always the goal. In college.
Not go to Shreveport.
Do not go to that damn war.
Independence Stadium.
We're either going to go to Outback Bowl or something else.
Outback Bowl is a good one.
Yeah, but that was it. There's no way. We went to the Music City Bowl instead of going to the Shreveport Bowl.
Nobody wanted to go to Shreveport.
Nobody wanted to go to Shreveport.
That turf at Independence Stadium might as well have been from Astrodome. Yeah. It was awful.
Nobody wanted to.
Like playing on a sidewalk.
I actually saw SMU and Brett Favre play in the Independence Bowl when I was a kid. So I kind of turned into a Brett Favre fan, therefore liked Green Bay. Because, look, when I was growing up, once the Saints are eliminated from playoff contention, which usually happened around week 13, you had to root for somebody, so I would root for the Packers. You know?
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
Somebody that's not a huge fan of the NFL on Christmas Day is Sir Charles, who's probably listening out there. But, Charles, man, I don't know if you can say the NFL is getting greedy. They're just kind of taking what's theirs.
The NFL got greedy and started adding Christmas game. We used to have this day to ourselves, but, you know, Roger Goodell, them pigs at the NFL always get a hog every day of the week now.
Damn.
They can't play on Christmas.
The NBA.
Hey, dude, we are on ESPN.
I saw those guys yesterday on ESPN talk about it, and they're right. Christmas is an NBA day.
Nope. Not anymore.
No, what happened when they messed up is because they had Christmas. Was it Christmas? It was on a Sunday. And the NFL's not moving their games for the NBA. You look at it from a standpoint like, huh.
But even on a Thursday.
Look at that right there.
Yeah, even on a Thursday.
They should have played on Christmas Eve. They should move the NBA to Christmas Eve.
NBA to Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. I watched a little bit of the, again, it was on TV, so I actually watched it, the Thunder game, which was great. The Thunder to Spurs. Okay. And then I didn't watch any other game the rest of the day. The Lakers, nothing. I didn't watch no more basketball games because the NFL was on.
You kind of have to just dodge the NFL these days.
Yeah.
I mean, at a very lesser extent, NASCAR has always run the Daytona 500 day before President's Day. Now they're like, we're going to move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend, so it's a holiday after. And NASCAR's like, damn. That's not good. That really changes our plans.
We'll find out here in the next couple of days. There were, if I'm not mistaken, four backup quarterbacks starting yesterday. Yes. We actually had a game where it was backup versus backup.
Yes.
I would almost guarantee you that game is going to beat the NBA's ratings.
Oh, 100%.
100%.
It's not even questionable at this point.
So here's a fun one for you. So we've all coached at one point or another in our lives. I am a coach right now. Phillip Rivers is a coach right now. So when they got beat by the San Francisco 49ers last weekend, he had his whole team in a big-ass box over there. So here's Phil after the game. I'm just curious if y'all think that he actually coaches like this.
I'm torn of how to express it because it's been a blast. It's been a blast to prepare and to go stick and get ready and go out there and warm up and do all that with these guys again. But again, the name of the game is not, you know, go have a good time. It's help find a way to lead your team to win. And we've come up short here these first two. But I've been a part of less percentage chances of getting in and got in before. So you'll certainly won't hear me losing hope here as we prepare next week.
So at what point, at what age group do you start telling your team it's not about having fun, it's about winning?
I will say this.
You coach high school, right, Mike?
He coaches in South Alabama. I have multiple friends because I'm from Pensacola.
Right.
I have multiple friends over in Mobile, Fairhope, that area that have coached against him. And they have all said, like, I mean, I'm talking about like five or six people. They're like, he is the worst person possible to coach against. He is an absolute blank hole the way he goes about
without
his business.
One curse.
And it doesn't, everything is about winning. And when you are winning, you win by as many as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, Phillip.
Just straight up.
Phillip is, I love that brother. But he rubs it in.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
They're like, dude, if you're up by, he's the kind of guy that if it's like, oh, man, we got to turn it to, you know, we got to be up by six scores instead of five scores, he'll go for two.
Yeah. They were 4-8. And ended up in like the damn divisional round.
Yeah.
They were 4-8 and won the last four games, got the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize too, Riley Leonard's the other quarterback on that roster. They like where Riley Leonard grew up is like a mile away from where Phillip Rivers lives.
Really?
Yeah. They're in Fairhope. Riley Leonard's from Fairhope, Alabama. Phillip Rivers has made that his home down in South Alabama these days. So it's kind of a weird connection there in the quarterback room. Nice job, Bo. Good stuff, man. As always. All right, we're going to go to break. When we start back off the top of the hour, we're going to hit the most important story of the day. We're going to talk a little bit more about those Rams-Falcons Monday Night Football coming up. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.